Hey there, and welcome to episode 54 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're starting to wrap up Seattle week. Now we're still in Seattle, but we've crossed over to the north side of past downtown, over the Lake Washington Ship Canal to University of Washington, the topic of today's podcast. Now the story I have today would be considered a love story if it was about people. Our first character is the Territorial University of Washington. It was opened in 1861, and the school struggled through much of the 1800s. Interesting side note, the first graduate of UW was actually a woman in 1876, and her degree was in science. Kind of a lot of things going on there, a lot of firsts. Anyway, by the turn of the century, by the 1900s, the university had relocated from downtown Seattle to a spot across the lake from the city to give the college room to grow. And so we leave the university in 1905, sitting in a woody area outside Seattle proper, with three little buildings making up its whole campus. And then we meet our second character in this love story, the Alaska-Yukon Pacific Exposition. Now, a few days ago for episode 50, I talked about the 1962 World's Fair with the Space Needle and all that. That was actually not the first World's Fair held in Seattle. In 1909, Seattle played host to the Alaska-Yukon Pacific Exposition. It's a lot to say. Now, the exposition was designed to celebrate the expansion of Seattle in the 10-year rise from Mud Pit to Metropolitan Center that I talked about in yesterday's episode. Wow, we're doing a lot of interconnectedness here. A lot of interconnectedness here. It also hoped to capitalize on the recent additions of Hawaii and the Philippines to the American Empire, thanks to the Spanish-American War. Canada and Japan also agreed to make a showing at the World's Fair. But where in Seattle should all this stuff go? The main organizer of the expo, a guy named Edmund Meany, was a graduate of the University of Washington and saw an opportunity to help his campus. He decided that the fair should be put on the grounds of the university. And so our two characters meet. The exposition put up all sorts of elegant buildings on the UW campus, put in a fountain and landscaping to take advantage of the stunning views of the distant Cascade Mountains, and the fair was considered a success. When it was over, the university took possession of the permanent installations the fair had built, not to mention the incredible landscaping and advertising that came with being host to a world-class event. Thanks for tuning in to episode 54 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show, you can email me at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we finish up Seattle Week by finding out where in Seattle you might find a troll, a statue of Lenin, and the center of the known universe. All in one neighborhood.